If you or your young athlete would like a life beyond limits, just give me a few minutes. Hi, this is Dennis Chickasola, author of The Nature of Our Game, Ice Hockey. And this special episode is only for those who might like to someday reach the heights at anything. Actually, what got me going on this topic was an awesome video by Dr. Sanjay Gupta in his brief talk on Life Beyond Limits. I'll put a link to Gupta's video in my show notes. However, let me share a little here on what that's all about. You see, he studied a number of special people who had some amazing accomplishments, and he then went about trying to discover what separated his test subjects from ordinary people. From the start, he discovered that what makes these people the best had nothing to do with genetics, and it had little to do with them being the biggest or strongest. What he did find out is that each of those he studied had the common trait of pure determination. Yep, determination. Gupta's evaluation reminded me a lot of at least a couple of authors who have made names for themselves in the sporting world over the past few years. In his book entitled Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell describes how it takes roughly 10,000 hours of practice to achieve mastery. How did he arrive at such a conclusion? Well, Gladwell studied the lives of numerous extremely successful people to find out how they achieved success. Along the way, he discovered a lessened significance of genetics, and instead the importance of working at one's craft. Thus his claim that putting in something on the order of about 10,000 hours of deliberate practice towards a goal would ultimately outweigh any God-given talents or limits. Now, every time I think about that theory, it reminds me that there are some potential Mensa Society members sleeping on park benches tonight, while quite a few ordinary Joes or Janes are leading extraordinary lives due to good old-fashioned elbow grease. In his book, The Talent Code, Daniel Coyle pretty much echoes Gladwell's thinking, but he describes the road to success as something that takes place in the brain. Actually, he identifies three elements that work together within our brains to form myelin, a microscopic neural substance that adds vast amounts of speed and accuracy to our movements and thoughts. In fact, scientists have discovered that myelin might just be the holy grail, or the foundation for all forms of greatness, from the Michelangelos to the Michael Jordans. And, for some even better news, Coyle says that myelin isn't fixed at birth. To the contrary, it grows, and like anything that grows, it can be cultivated and nourished. So, if you happen to run across the phrase nature versus nurture in the future, you should know that nature equals genetics, and nurture equals deliberate practice. Then, Gupta goes on to suggest that willpower is a major trait among those he studied. And again, I'll suggest that goes hand in hand with the beliefs of Gladwell, Coyle, and some others. I also love it that the good doctor described how the athletes he studied kept telling themselves that, I can do it, I can do it. Yeah, and that brings to mind the story about the 4-minute mile. For, you see, there was a time in sports history when it was believed that no one would ever run the mile in less than 4 minutes. In fact, The fear was that a human body might come to some harm by being pushed at such a pace. The comical part of that story? Once a young guy named Roger Bannister did just that, running a sub-4-minute mile. Everyone else on the planet started believing it could be done, and they doggone did it. If there was something surprising to me in Gupta's presentation, it was that most athletes told him they strove for special goals for themselves and not for the recognition. I loved his explanation, though, in that they like to compete against themselves. In closing, Gupta emphasizes in the end how impressed, or how inspired, he and others were who worked on that project. So, if there's a takeaway for my listeners, it's that we are capable of doing some things that almost seem unattainable. Or, as Gupta suggests, we might all have the ability for making the impossible the possible.